US President Joe Biden is set to visit Africa for the first time during his presidency, with the trip scheduled for mid-October, the White House announced on September 24. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. His itinerary begins in Berlin, where he will strengthen alliances and express gratitude to Germany for its support of Ukraine amid ongoing tensions with Russia. Following his time in Germany, Biden will travel to Angola from October 13 to the 15th. There, he plans to engage in discussions with President João Lourenço focused on enhancing economic ties and security cooperation. A key topic will be a proposed rail project intended to connect Angola and facilitate trade between the Atlantic and Indian Oceans. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated, "The president's visit to Luanda celebrates the evolution of the U.S. Angola relationship, underscores the United States' continued commitment to African partners, and demonstrates how collaborating to solve shared challenges benefits both the U.S. and the African continent." Biden had intended to visit Africa last year, but plans were postponed due to the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas conflict. He has emphasized the importance of strengthening U.S. ties with democracies in Africa, especially in light of China's expanding influence in the region. During a summit of African leaders in Washington in late 2022, Biden pledged to make a trip to Africa in the following year as part of his administration's efforts to reinforce relationships with the continent, countering the rising influence of China. While 2023 saw Biden's absence from Africa, several high-ranking officials, including Vice President Kamala Harris, represented him during visits to various African nations. On the same day, Biden announced a commitment of at least $500 million and 1 million pox vaccines to support African countries in their efforts to combat the pox outbreak. Additionally, he delivered his final address to the UN General Assembly as president earlier that day. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.